Well, as you may have heard earlier, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, has been fined €91 million by the Data Protection Commission. It follows an investigation into the storage of passwords by Meta. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is here. Brian, what did Meta do?
Well, it all goes back to 2019, Rachel, when Meta actually in itself announced publicly that following an internal security review, it had found that the passwords of hundreds of millions of Facebook users and millions of Instagram users had been stored incorrectly. What it had done was it had stored them in plain text form rather than in an encrypted secret format. It announced it at the time. They notified the Data Protection Commission at the time, and this investigation was launched by the DPC. Today, we're getting the results of that investigation, and the DPC found that Meta had incurred four breaches of the General Data Protection Regulation, or the GDPR. Now, these breaches related to failures to notify and document personal data breaches, as well as failures to use appropriate technical or organizational measures to ensure the security of these passwords. As a result of these breaches, the DPC yesterday informed Meta that it would be fining it €91 million.
Now, this isn't the first time that Meta has been fined, and we can come to that in a moment, but interestingly, it'd be interesting to hear what the DPC has been saying today about this.
Yeah, so look, the DPC looks at this and it says passwords are incredibly important to people. They have to be kept secure. They have to be locked in a certain way and they have to be treated in a certain way. And they're saying that this did not happen in this case. From Meta's perspective, it issued a statement in a short little while ago pointing out the fact that it was it who notified the DPC, pointing out the fact that it was it who uncovered this problem in the first place, also stressing that through its investigations, it has not found any incidences of these passwords being abused or misused or treated inappropriately in any way. Asked as well if they would be appealing this ruling, Meta said that it is studying the decision and will share more information on that in the future.
This isn't, as I say, the first time that Meta has been fined.
No, it isn't. And actually, you might think of that number today, €91 million, and say that that's a lot of money. But actually, it sort of pales into insignificance when you look at some of the other massive fines that the DPC has imposed on Meta over the years. I think if you tot it all up, you come to a figure of about €2.6 billion. Now, a big chunk of that was a fine that was imposed back in May of last year by the Data Protection Commission on Meta. That was a record fine. That was €1.2 billion, and it was for breaches relating to the transfer of personal data from the EU to the US. Now, I mentioned earlier that Meta is studying today's decision about whether or not to appeal. Typically, it does appeal, particularly these bigger fines, and at the time, Meta said it would appeal that enormous €1.2 billion fine. At the time, it described it as unjustified and unnecessary. Look, I'll give you some of the other ones, but they really do rack up the numbers. Back in September 2022, a €405 million fine on Instagram over the storage of child user data. In November 2022, you had a €265 million fine imposed on Facebook. And there are many, many of these fines that have been clocked up over the years. Worth noting as well, Rachel, that in recent weeks, there's been a bit of a row developing between Meta and the DPC with regards artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Meta is not happy that the DPC is raising concerns and raising issues about the processing of personal data to train these large language AI models that all the big tech companies want to roll out. The DPC has questioned this. It has raised concerns about this. As I say, Meta not particularly happy about this. And they've said that they're pushing ahead with the rollout of certain AI models in other parts of the world, but they can't do it in Europe. And they have described the regulation environment here in Europe as fragmented.
Brian, thank you. That was our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donnell.